There are seven different branches of the candelabra, but they're all connected to the same base. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G, making every day count. I want to share with you something from this week's Torah portion, and that is about the mitzvah of kindling the menorah in times of old when the temple would stand, starting all the way from the time of the desert when the Mishkan, the first tabernacle, was built as a home for God's presence. One of the rituals was that every day the Kohen in the afternoon would kindle the candelabra, the very special candelabra. And they would fill the little lamps with oil, kindle the menorah, and the flames would burn all night. In the Torah this week, we learn of how the menorah was made. It was made from one piece of solid gold. It had to be fashioned by taking one piece of gold and forming it to create this beautiful design of a menorah candelabra with seven branches. Seven different branches, but all coming from the same piece of gold and the same base. The Kabbalists tell us that the idea of the Kohen lighting the menorah every night was the following. Every candle represents a soul. The pasuk, the verse in Tanakh tells us, Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam. The candle of God is the soul of man, meaning our soul is a flame, and that flame is a divine spark. But sometimes that divine spark is a little bit hidden. It's a little bit burnt out. It's a little bit darker. It's not burning so bright. When the Kohen would kindle the menorah every night, he would be kindling that soul. He would be igniting the souls of the Jewish people. He would be drawing down energy that would wake up the souls of the people. But why the seven branches? The seven branches and seven different branches are there, the mystics tell us, because there are seven types of personality. There's seven emotional structures within the human experience. In the number seven, chesed, the gevura, tiferet, and so on. Some are drawn more to just kindness and openness, to love. Some are more drawn to strictness, to discipline, to self-control, and so on. And that's okay, even though we need to embrace all seven, but we each have our unique dominant emotional structure that becomes the pathway through which we serve God. And that's okay. The Torah recognizes the different personalities, and of course, we are all bound by the same mitzvot, but we are all different. And it's okay. And therefore, when our soul is ignited, we are ignited in a way where we are inspired to serve God through our unique personality structure. So difference is okay and difference is encouraged, but here is the lesson from the menorah. Although each person is different and it's okay to nurture and to emphasize and to grow our unique personality structure, at the same time, however, we are all based on the same base, same foundation, made of the same piece of gold. In other words, when is difference okay? When we subscribe to common values. The Torah is our moral compass. Judaism offers a moral code, a formula for us to go beyond ourselves, for us to lose our ego, for us to live for a higher purpose. And the way we do that might be different. And that's okay to be different as long as we don't change the core values, as long as we don't destroy or affect the basic structure and the axioms and the foundations of Jewish thinking that God gave us through his moral code. Remembering we all are striving for the same goal and we are all using the basic same values, then difference is encouraged to express those common values through our unique contribution, our unique way. But we must always check in to make sure that we're not operating as a lone branch, separate and independent from everyone else, but we are together with everyone else because we come from the same piece of gold, all coming out of the same base, same foundation, and serving God with our unique contribution. The two things must go together. Let's work on that a little bit. So I want you just to be in a relaxed position. closing your eyes and paying attention. Let's begin by paying attention to your breathing. Breathing in, breathing out. Just spend a few moments being aware and paying attention to your life pulse, feeling every inhalation and feeling the sensation of exhaling. Slowly in and out. Being aware of my breathing is also being aware of my inner soul. Every breath, in Hebrew, every neshima, expresses my soul, my neshama. So just continue to pay attention to your breathing, becoming aware not only of your physical breath, but of your higher self, your deeper self, the godly spark within you. Your soul. Think of your soul as you breathe. Every soul is pure, pristine, but unique. What is your uniqueness? Is it love? Chesed? Is it discipline? Gevura? Is your brand humility? Hod? Is it ambition? Netzach? Tap into your uniqueness. Your individuality, your uniqueness is important. Inspire your soul and your uniqueness. Ignite your special contribution. But ask yourself the question, am I part of the same piece of gold? Am I connected to the core essence of my soul, which I share with everyone else? Is my unique part of my soul tapped into the foundation, common foundation of my neshama? Do I understand the core Jewish values? Do I explore God's moral compass and formula? Am I connected to everyone else through our common foundation? At the core, we are so connected to each other, even though our expressions are different and unique. As you breathe in, connecting to your inner soul, think of your uniqueness and connect it to your core. Coming back, this is such an important thing to continue to think about. Am I living by my core values, common values, but am I utilizing and nurturing my unique contribution? Have a wonderful day.